Market Center.
What is going on, Based Americans, LFA TV family? Good to see every single one of you guys. Yet again, blessed by God for another day, another hour, another minute to fight this good fight of faith until he calls us home. You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. If you feel like you can handle it and you got thick skin, not thin beta skin, well then stick around, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button. Hit the bell notification so you get notified anytime any one of your favorite LFA TV hosts goes live. And as always, copy the link and share the transmission everywhere, whether it be on your own timeline, your favorite Telegram, Truth Social, or maybe even a Facebook group chat. Get the intel out. Get the intel out. We appreciate every single one of you guys and all of your participation in the intel war. And with that said, please go to LFATV.us and leave a donation of any amount, whether it be one time, reoccurring, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually. Help build out alternative media, independent media, a system outside of the mainstream propaganda, pedophile media that is targeting the minds of millions of people, keeping them inside of the Matrix system and hive mind simulation. The only way to truly break that in terms of media is to build our own systems outside of it because we have broken free. So partake into the future by investing today. Partake into the future by investing today. Go to LFATV.us, leave a donation of any amount. Also check out the merch store, check out the great products. All the proceeds go directly to funding LFATV. Alrighty, good to see every single one of you guys. I see all of my Based Americans, LFA TV patriots, pulling up, locked and loaded and ready to go. As always, locked and loaded and ready to go. Full magazine and thousands of rounds ready to go to step up to the plate. Alrighty, good to see all of you. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching Based America. You are now watching Based America. And I will tell you that this show is not for the thin-skinned. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you get your feelings hurt, you might want to watch something else that's kind of watered down and doesn't really push the limit. If that's what you're looking for, you've come to the wrong place. I absolutely hate, with a passion, political correctness. I even hate it more when you see it in the right wing. Because you expect it from, you know, the left-wing media. You expect it. Everything's politically correct. It's their cult. It's their religion. It's their doctrine. And they're very disciplined to follow it. But I can't stand it when you see it in the right wing. Especially when it's like right-wing media that's like, oh, we're politically incorrect and we're the alternative media. But anytime you actually say something politically incorrect in terms of going against the rules within the right wing, you get thrown overboard, which is fine, which is fine, which is fine. That's where we want to be. That's what Based is. So anyways, good to see every single one of you guys. I really wanted to dig into and highlight what has been going on with James O'Keefe and OMG Media. With their exposés, there have been multiple videos And I feel like they haven't gotten the attention they deserve. Now, I'm not the only one talking about this, but I just wanted to see to it on my platform where I have a voice to really highlight this development. Because if you haven't been able to tell by now, Democrats do not play by the rules. The Uniparty do not play by the rules. They cannot play by the rules. And they will not play by the rules. So whenever you're attempting to size up your opponent, doesn't matter what you're doing, sizing up your opponent in sports and boxing and football or baseball, or intellectually sizing up your opponent in a debate or whatever it may be that you find yourself competing in, you have to know your opponent. You have to know your enemy. This is why on the offseason, you'll see NBA players and NFL players that take the sport seriously. They will study not only their own footage from previous seasons to correct and improve on mistakes, but they will study footage from some of the hottest teams in the NFL, how their defense works, how their offense works. And they will study and they will watch so they can get an idea of how this team will move in these scenarios into the future so they can act accordingly to prevent whatever's coming from the other side or how to coordinate your offensive strike moving forward against them. And it's the same thing with politics. And when you take a look at the Democrat Party, you have to know right off the bat, they don't play by the rules. They cannot play by the rules. They will not play by the rules. They are crooked. They are open to Lucifer, the Uniparty as well. They've come to steal, kill, and destroy. So if you are competing against something like this, this is what you have to anticipate and understand the level at which they are willing to take things. And I think a lot of conservatives fail to truly understand this, especially when I've brought up many points. I see it all the time on this show, wherever I'm at, when I come out and say, hey, if Trump wins in a landslide, Kamala Harris is not going to certify the election. Democrats are not going to leave the White House. Oh, what do you mean? That's illegal. Exactly. Exactly. These are not people that play by the rules. They cannot. They will not. And so, you know, I think that's maybe part of a faulty thinking within the right-wing conservatives, Republicans. I think they don't allow their minds to go that far when clearly that's what's happening. And for some reason, you find yourself competing against an opponent where you think that they're going to follow the rules like you are. That's where we fail. And that's where we lose. We lose on that ground. And I definitely do think that there has been a lot of progress in terms of the upcoming election. There's been a lot of progress with the ballot chasing several different states, particularly Pennsylvania and Arizona, which is a good sign. We've seen Supreme Courts overturn. Was it Wisconsin? I don't want to get this wrong, but I believe it was Wisconsin. I'll double check that later. Where the Supreme Court has ruled that they will give access for poll watchers to be inside where the machines are. Now, are they trained to be able to discern what's going on with the machines? I don't know. And on top of that, there will be thousands, potentially millions of poll watchers in this upcoming election. I don't think that the illegal aliens voting in this next election has been taken care of. I definitely don't. I think there have been some states that are absolutely requiring photo ID, but the question is, will it be enforced? That's the question. The question is, will it be enforced? And then the next question is, are we ready for the lawfare to come after? Because I can guarantee you, if there is solid evidence, like straight up election fraud, which there has been, even post 2020, there were thousands of poll watchers, election workers, signed affidavits, multiple swing states testifying that they witnessed election fraudulent activity. And they all got silenced. They all had lawfare launched against them by their own individual states and the governing authorities of that state. And even the federal government got involved. Look what's happening with Georgia, with the indictments on Trump and his entire legal team that's orbiting around him, or was at the time. And so I think the my question has been, what are the preemptive measures in terms of, do we have legal squads ready to go in every single swing state? Is there an army of lawyers ready and prepared? Now, I know the RNC and the Republican Party does have things like these designated. But the question will be, what does that look like when it happens? What does that look like when it happens? And because I personally think that this election will be rigged. I think the writing is on the wall, especially with millions of illegals voting in this election. And I don't say that to be blackpilled. I'm just being honest. I'm just being completely. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. And I could be wrong. And I've told you guys that I really hope that I'm wrong about this one. I was right about it in 2018 when I said they would rig it in 2020. Nobody believed me. I got called a traitor for saying that. But all that to say is the opponent before us, I mean, just look, I told you guys, I streamed the Elon Musk, Donald Trump, X Spaces collab last night. It was on here, Andrew H. Live. And I just saw thousands of people in the comments. Trump has a lisp. Why does he sound like Daffy Duck? What's he doing? He sounds like his dentures fell out. A bunch of Trump supporters, retards that have never been in an X space, not understanding that the audio quality is not the best on X. And the audio compression emphasizes S's or P's or B's whenever you're inside of an X space. And I told you guys, stop that. Stop that. You're creating a narrative. You are creating a narrative. And sure enough, what is the Kamala Harris campaign running with today in unison with the mainstream media? Headline news, Trump slurring, sounds incoherent throughout his entire two-hour X space with Elon Musk. And all these Trump supporters that are literally retarded, that have no idea how an X space sounds. This is why I tell people, you need to understand technology. You need to understand what's going on, because when you end up in a situation like that, you just created a narrative. And the left-wing media is going to take that and use it against our president. And then you can't sit there and say, oh, that's fake news. That's a lie. He doesn't have a lisp. Well, thousands of people out there were in the comments, Trump supporters, he sounds like Daffy Duck. He sounds like he's got a lisp. You confirmed that. You created that. Just saying. That's why I was telling people all night last night in my comment section in the live feed, stop it. Stop it. You're giving them a narrative. Stop it. You're creating a narrative. And sure enough, because you're dealing with liars, you're dealing with slanderers. And regardless of what you do, they're going to lie and slander about you. But when you just make their job easier, like, shame on you. You're just a fool. Totally ignorant. Totally ignorant. You have no idea how an info war works. You have no idea how propagandists work. No idea. And so if anyone wants to criticize me for that, be my guest. Fine. That's okay. Because I'm right. I was right about that too. Right at the gate. That's the headline news from all of the left-leaning media, all over the publications. Trump had a horrible lisp, slurring through his entire conversation. Sounds aged, incoherent, like he's Biden now. And you can't, if you were saying that last night, don't you dare come out and say, that's a lie. Our president doesn't have a lisp. You agreed with them. You created that narrative. Repent. And you confirmed it. You confirmed it. So good luck on debunking that. Just saying, man. We're literally 80 something days away from this election. Trump returns to X. And that's what I see Trump supporters doing, just totally making the story about how he has a lisp, because they don't understand that that's how you sound on a Twitter space, because it's low quality audio. The compression compresses it to a point, because a space is meant to have, I think, like 12 or 15 people all at once talking. So it compresses it so that it's not overloaded if there's multiple people talking at once. And it emphasizes S's. That's the result. You didn't know that? Well, yeah, you're ignorant. And there you are, running around with this narrative, confirming it to the left-leaning fake news, and now you can't debunk it because you agreed with them. You see how it works? This is an info war. This is an info war. Don't ever forget that. The point is, you are dealing with entities of evil that have come to steal, kill, and destroy. And they don't care about anything. They don't care about their reputation. They don't have a conscience. They don't think twice about their lies. And they don't care if you know it. That's what's different in this Trump era. That's what's different in this Trump era. They've seared their conscience with a hot iron. They're numb. They're numb. And the wound has calloused their conscience. Right? Every time you sear, every time you damage your conscience, you lie. You lie. You lie. You're just openly in open opposition, destroying your morality, suppressing the truth, embracing the lie. Romans chapter 1, God gives them over to a reprobate and a depraved mind, a seared conscience. Your conscience is open and bleeding. And you continue to do it to eventually where it's like an iron, a hot iron, just taken to an open wound, and it's seared. It's calloused. These people can't even feel guilt with the most heinous, evil things that they're doing and they're saying and they're celebrating. We're not up against people with a different political opinion, okay? That's why I tell people there is no unifying with these people. This is why when Trump survived the failed deep state assassination attempt, and I saw him immediately, he got interviewed, I think, by the New York Post on Trump Force One on his way to the RNC, and he said, "I'm changing my speech. I think it's time to bring the country together." I said, "No, that is not it. That is not it. That's not it. That will fail. That will fail. Because these people are not interested in unity." And look where we are. They act as if it hasn't and never happened. It almost feels like J13 happened like 5 years ago. That's how good these people are with their propaganda campaigns and their psyops to psychologically manipulate people to be focused on something else rather than what actually matters. And I just think that a lot of Republicans, conservatives, I think even Christians truly underestimate their enemy. I think that's what it ultimately comes down to, because maybe it's hard. Maybe it's hard for people that do have morality to even imagine how dark and twisted and how far these people can take things. And I think there may be a little bit of denial as well laced within that, that things are not as bad as they actually are. That doesn't mean that God can't intervene. That doesn't mean that God can't do anything. That doesn't mean that God is not greater. God is absolutely greater. But God is not going to force any of these people. Okay? Absolutely. God could initiate and activate a revival immediately. But that is only dependent on the masses as to whether they want to accept the gospel or not. And if we have an entire generation that is going to harden its heart for the next 80 years against the Lord Jesus Christ, well, you better buckle up as a Christian, because it's about to get rough. God could pour out his Holy Spirit. God is pouring out his Holy Spirit. God has been pouring out his Holy Spirit upon America. Not just by his graces, and we're a superpower, and we're obviously blessed to have such an incredible hedge of protection, which I think has been lifted, by the way. I think the open invasion of our formerly known southern border is a clear indication of that. This isn't dependent on God. When it comes to revival and a national repentance, this is not dependent on God. We are the church. I'm right here. I reach conservatively. If I put in my platform and this show and the Alex Jones show, probably, and then on X, where I'm constantly preaching the word, I probably, well, if you include X, that's like over 10 million people every month. I'm not exaggerating. On all my platforms, if I lace in X as well. And you guys know me, I'll just me. I'm preaching the word. I'm getting it out there. I'm doing the best I can by God's grace. I know you are too. There is no excuse, and I'll just pick on America. There is no excuse for the United States of America when it comes to do we know or have we heard the gospel or not? Oh, no, no, no. There is way too much unfettered, unchallenged access without persecution to know the one true God in the United States of America. That's part of, I think, our blessing, is that you can openly be a born-again Christian preaching the everlasting gospel and the word of God and not lose your head, which I think those days are coming to an end for the United States of America. And that's why I've been trying to tell people and tell the church, you better buckle up, dude, because this is not dependent on God. This is dependent when it comes to sinners repenting. That is dependent on them. The gospel is well known in the United States of America. It's even twisted and perverted. That's how bad things have gotten in this country, okay? God's word is well known in the United States of America. And again, it's even been twisted and perverted. That's how bad it's gotten. That's how well known it is. You want to know how well known it is? I'll just pick on the United States of America. There's been a process in theologian circles, especially in the whole world of apologetics. You know, decades ago, first it was that God doesn't exist, right? And then theologians and apologetics would address that question intellectually on college campuses, debating atheists. The whole thing was about the existence of God. And then things shifted. Once that was addressed educationally and intellectually, you can't neglect that. God is not anti-intellectualism. God is, and what I mean by that is using your brain to think theology through. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, your strength, and what? Also, your mind. You don't sacrifice your intellect like a retard, okay? No, the gospel challenges you to think. The word of God challenges you to think for yourself, because you have to think for yourself in order to make a decision as to whether you are going to follow Christ or obey his word or not. And you have to know what it is you're looking at. So no, we don't have a faith that is non-intellectual. We do. And you hear that a lot in like charismatic circles. We're like, oh, we don't need any of that. That, you know, that education stuff and Bible commentaries, and we don't need seminaries, you know, or anything like that. Obviously, there's a lot of seminaries that are like totally liberal and demonic and satanic, but there are good ones too. God does not call you to neglect your brain. God does not call you to neglect your brain. That's not what the Bible teaches you. But it went from God doesn't exist, so that was addressed. Right? And then fast forward another few decades, then it turned into where the Bible doesn't have any credibility. It's not an authentic historical document. It's a made up mythological book with fictional characters. Right? Or make believe characters. And then that was addressed for a few decades. With all of the historical evidence, Jesus, real person, King David, real person. There's archaeological evidence. There is historical secular writings of evidence that point to the fact that these were real people in real times, and these documents are authenticated just on a historical perspective. That's it. If you were to read the Bible and take a look at the Bible as simply a book that contains a historical account of past civilizations, that would be accurate. Now, obviously, that's, you know, degrading the word of God, but I just make that statement to say, yes, the Bible is a historical book and writings compiled, New and Old Testament, spanning thousands of years, multiple different generations and centuries, where they all somehow align, pointing to one central figure, the Messiah, from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament. They're all in sync without even knowing each other. Different languages too, by the way. And then once that was addressed, in the world of apologetics, now we've moved to something different. You don't really hear that a lot anymore. It's not really God doesn't exist. It's not really the Bible is not authentic, because that's been addressed. Now you're hearing, well, this is who God is. This is who we say God is. And this is popular in America, where they take the Bible, they take the Old, they take the New Testament, and they form a God in their own image by cherry-picking the scriptures. It's called eisegesis. That's what that means. It means you read your own interpretation in the Bible, and you tell the Bible what it's saying, rather than the Bible telling you what it's saying. That's exegesis. That's proper. This is a biblical hermeneutics, all right? And I advise and I encourage any Christian out there, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go study it. Study biblical hermeneutics so you understand how to properly interpret the Bible and break down the Bible yourself in your own own studies. But now we're in this place where you're seeing this in the so-called American church, and you're seeing this with twisted doctrines, prosperity gospel, new age so-called biblical teaching, where God is simply a remedy to your problems, where it's more about you rather than God. The Bible becomes about you and not God himself. And it's like a self-help theology, right? And then obviously we have cults, and we've been experiencing this for a while, but now we are seeing an active Democrat Party, an active LGBTQ community, not denying God's existence, not denying that the Bible has no credibility or is not an authentic historical writings. They don't do that anymore. They say God is a woman. They say God is a homosexual. They say God is asexual, or God is bisexual. You hear all of this now. You are hearing all of this on college campuses. This is the message now. Their biggest argument now isn't so much that God doesn't exist, the Bible's not real. You know what? We're going to take that from you, and we're going to reinterpret it ourselves, and we're going to customize your God in this scripture as to what we want God to be in our own image or our own molded image, a homosexual, a leftist, whatever. That's popular now amongst Gen Z and millennials. That's become a thing. They customize their own God. And obviously you and I know that's an abomination. That's a violation of the first commandment and a total disgrace. Blasphemy, right? But I say all that to say is that's the current state of where we are in America in terms of Christianity, faith, theology, that there has been so much out there. It is just crystal clear. No one has an excuse. No one's going to arrest you if you order a Bible from Amazon right now. Nobody's going to arrest you in the United States of America if you go to, is it Barnes & Noble's now? I don't know. You go to Barnes & Noble's and you go buy a Bible. There is no excuse. So the point I'm making here is, in terms of a revival, a national revival, that is not dependent on God. God is ready. God has been ready. God is always ready. His heart, his arms, his ears are always open to repentance. That door is open right now. Noah's doors are open right now. Noah's doors are open right now, but the flood is coming. And the flood is either rapture, second coming of Jesus Christ, two different events, but that's the end right there, okay? That's your last chance. That's your last chance. Rapture, and you're rolling the dice if you think you're going to go through the tribulation and actually make it out, putting your faith in Jesus Christ, because there will be a delusion on planet Earth where they will fall for the Antichrist. You say, oh, that won't be me. Well, you're doing it now if you're an unbeliever. You are Satan's child and you don't even know it. You can't even comprehend what kind of deception is coming. So you're right. And I was a youth pastor for 6 years, and I would always make this point to the young people. I always refrain from calling them kids because they're like in high school and they would get pissed when I would say that. The young people. I would always make this point and say, you're rolling the dice, dude, because you have no idea. If you're not accepting Christ now, what makes you think you'll accept him in the tribulation if you are the generation that goes through that? You're rolling that dice, bro. You're rolling that dice. Or Noah's doors are closing when you die, which could be any second now. No man knows the day or the hour of his coming or your death. Obviously, you can get like stage 4 cancer and they say you got 6 months, but still, you don't know when that's going to happen. And so all that to say is, I think from a biblical perspective, setting your feelings aside and applying scripture properly, the problem is not with God right now in America. That's not the problem. The problem is America. Church is always going to have its host of problems. But obviously, we are in Romans 1. And the question is, will these people listen? Will they submit? Will they obey? God is not going to force them. That's not how God works. Did God force you to repent? That doesn't mean God could absolutely, via circumstance, bring you to rock bottom, the very end of yourself and your pride and your, bring you to the end. He can, and he will do that. He did it to me. But I still had to make that choice. I still had to tap out and say, enough, that's it, enough, I've had enough. I've been wrestling you my whole life, right? I've been wrestling the angel of the Lord. I've been wrestling you my whole life, resisting, pissed off, unwilling, arrogant, disgusting with my abominable pride. I'm done. I receive your mercy, your grace. I bow to you, my king. I'm done. I will serve you. I repent. Right? And that can happen via circumstance. And I call that God's mercy. He doesn't need to do that. He does that out of his love. God could annihilate you from the sky and he'd be totally just. Right? You deserve it. But in his mercy, via circumstance, he could lead you to the cross, to salvation, to interaction with the Holy Spirit in the gospel via circumstance. Like, guys, you guys know, for born again Christians out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is just like a scripted event. That is just like, boom, 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 all this divine intervention. You're like, whoa, this is not a coincidence, right? However, you still can choose, because there are people that even at rock bottom, they will die in their sins because they will even at that point reject God. Even then, they will die in their bitterness. They will die in their rebellion. They will die in their opposition towards God, and they will take that to their grave to rot and burn and suffer in hell for all of eternity. It's tragic, isn't it? And my question has been, will America listen? Will these reprobates, college universities, leftists, uniparty, degenerates, and MAGA that are always celebrating and propping up these homosexuals and sodomites with MAGA hats on, right? We haven't seen that yet. And once we do, even then, things may not get pleasant. That might even cause a massive retaliation from the kingdom of darkness, because there have been revivals. Just like in the book of Acts. Day of Pentecost. Holy Spirit poured out. The church like explodes like 3,000 like immediately, right? And then immediately, what came out of that? A massive persecution right off the bat. Baby Christians right off the bat. Annihilated by Satan. Radical Jews and Pharisees like the Apostle Paul. A Jewish religious terrorist. Okay? That's what he was. Hunting Christians. Hunting baby Christians. Annihilating them. Murdering them. Right off the bat. Right when they got saved. Isn't that crazy? So circumstance doesn't always dictate as to whether God is doing something or God is pleased or not pleased. God could do whatever he wants. The stabilizing factor is knowing God's word. That's what keeps you grounded to walk forward through whatever happens. Through whatever happens. But so with that said, you know, I've been thinking about this these past few days because I told you guys, I've been telling you guys that these PSYOPs in 2024 are going to get seriously sophisticated. And are you watching what's happening with Kamala Harris right now? It almost feels unreal. Unreal. The fact that they have effectively been able to PSYOP millions of people in their base after she's been VP for the past 4 years, and this entire disaster is because of her. She's a part of that administration, yet they don't care. Somehow, if they vote for her, it's all going to change, even though she's already in office. It's powerful. That's powerful. That's demonic. In my opinion, that's like demonic spiritual deception. That's like beings warping the minds of the children of the kingdom of darkness. And so, with that said, I wanted to point out one of these acts that I see taking place in America currently in this election cycle via Democrats. This is dark. OMG, Act Blue exposed. Texas donors shocked by unauthorized donations to Democrat fundraising giant. The O'Keefe Media Group released video of Texas donors shocked by unauthorized donations to Democrat fundraising giant Act Blue. Several Texas donors were shocked to find out that there were hundreds of donations totaling thousands of dollars to Act Blue in their name. James O'Keefe previously brought attention to the Act Blue donation mules in a report. So let's actually take a look at this because this is serious stuff. This needs to be seen and this needs to be shown to all Americans because this is what the Uniparty does and they do it well.
$16,000. Mm-hmm. Does that sound about right?
No. I'm not rich. I don't give that kind of,
sure.
Any kind of money.
A common thread amongst the victims was that they were surprised their names and information were being used by Act Blue. But Janice did not seem to care.
I don't want to dispute Act Blue. I don't want to be help the Republicans in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Well, the Republicans have done enough dishonest shit. So if we have gotten by with that much money, I say hell yes.
$12,000 in donations.
Unreal.
Does that sound right?
You see what I'm saying, guys? You see what I mean? You see what I mean right there? That's what I'm talking about right there. That's a Democrat voter being told that they're stealing money from you to raise donations. It's like money laundering. I don't care. I don't want to help the Republicans. They've done enough bad things. So whatever. Let it slide. That's what I'm talking about. Searing your conscience with a hot iron where you don't even care that they're stealing from you. But you're so blind and filled with hatred towards Republicans. And you've been so psyoped to believe this. This is where Democrats are. This is how good these people are, where they are stealing from their own voters and their voters don't even care. To them, it's worth it. This is what we're up against, guys. This is what we're up against.
Say hell yes.
12,000 in donations. Does that sound right?
Owner's consent. Laundering money, maybe?
Exactly.
Many citizen journalists are starting to investigate ActBlue on their own. An undercover citizen journalist met with several elderly citizens who donated to ActBlue in Texas, in Burnett County and Stevens County. This report comes on the heels of two elderly citizens in Montgomery County, which generated a response from the sheriff's office there after they said they didn't make these donations and received refunds from ActBlue. We've learned the Attorney General of Texas is now looking into the matter. And now, dozens and dozens of more citizen journalists are reaching out to O'Keefe Media Group with tapes. The Texas AG's office has issued a civil investigative demand after the O'Keefe Media Group investigation and put out a press release saying that ActBlue has cooperated with their ongoing investigation, changing their requirements to now include CVV codes on the credit card. In our most recent publication featuring ActBlue in Texas, we referenced an article that was sent to us by Current Revolt. The article claimed a source had information that the first assistant Brent Webster in the Texas AG's office had been sitting on the ActBlue investigation. We spoke with Brent Webster. Here is his response. Quote, "Any allegation that I have undercut our investigation into ActBlue is ludicrous, particularly given that I urged our office to initiate the investigation in the first place. I have dedicated substantial resources to this investigation, including some of our office's most talented lawyers. This ongoing investigation has been very productive. We do not comment on the status of pending investigations, but we will make every effort to enforce Texas law when it is being violated, as we have consistently done during my time at the Office of the Attorney General." The first victim was Janice Bosco in Horseshoe Bay, Texas. When our citizen journalist asked if Janice had indeed made over 648 donations totaling around $16,000, Janice laughed and promptly stated, "No, I don't believe that many donations."
I'm looking for Miss Janice Bosco.
It's me.
Janice, there were 648 donations made in your name to a super PAC. It's a election committee called ActBlue.
Uh-huh. Right.
The donations were a total of $16,000.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound about right?
No. I'm a Democrat.
Sure.
I'm a Harris supporter. I'm not rich. I don't give that kind of,
sure,
any kind of money.
Janice Bosco seemed to be okay with ActBlue using her name for more donations than she actually gave. Janice stated, quote, "I don't want to help the Republicans in any way, shape, or form.
I don't want to dispute ActBlue. I don't want to help the Republicans in any way, shape, or form."
Okay.
Well, the Republicans have done enough dishonest shit. So if we've gotten by with that much money, I say hell yes.
A common thread amongst the victims was that they were surprised their names and information were being used by ActBlue. But Janice did not seem to care.
If there is some type of funny business going on, would you be able to contact me? I mean, if you like looked through your, or just
yeah,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any idea how I would go about doing that. I'm not going to. I'm a horrible record keeper.
Now meet Karen Robertson's husband. They live in Killeen, Bell County, Texas. Let's see what Karen Robertson's husband has to say about these donations, said to be made in his wife's name.
Over 600 donations that were submitted in Karen Robertson's name to ActBlue.
600?
It amounted to over 12,000 in donations. Does that sound right? To ActBlue?
ActBlue maybe once a month.
Karen's husband was taken aback by these numbers, saying, "That's weird, and she's given them some, but not that amount. Something is wrong."
Do you think there maybe could have been some type of fraud then? Because
that's weird.
I wanted to just ask her if it sounds about right where she donated that amount of money.
No.
No. Okay.
She's given them some, but that's it. I mean, not $12,000.
Not $12,000. Sir, what do you think it's in the realm of?
That she's given?
Yeah, like fully.
$25 a month.
For how long?
A year, maybe.
Okay, so we're talking nowhere near 12 grand.
$300.
Something's wrong. We haven't given that much.
It's around about 12,000 in donations over 600 times.
I love it.
Yeah.
And okay.
And so that's not only fraud, but there could be other things, you know.
Way
like,
to go, Democrats.
Yeah, money laundering or something like that.
Another potential victim's husband that our Citizen Journal spoke with is the husband of Margaret Kaler, had an astonishing amount of over 5,000 donations totaling around $136,000. Not that much money, Margaret's husband exclaims.
Margaret Kaler.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a hold of her because there was over 5,000 donations submitted in her name to a super PAC called Act Blue, which is a
some time ago.
Yeah, it was about $136,000, sir. Does that sound right at all to
Not
you?
Not that much money, but she used to get a lot. She's dementia now.
When you say a lot, what exactly, like, what do you, like, is 20,000, 30,000, or is 100,000 too much?
Over several years.
You know.
Not, I don't think in 1 year.
Right. Okay. So I believe that it is, yeah, within a fiscal year, which would have been, you know, 23, the fiscal 23 year, or, 2023 fiscal year.
Not in 23.
Okay.
Margaret's husband took the words right out of our mouth.
Yeah, the donors can say.
Money, maybe?
Exactly.
That's what we're wondering. And then you have people who do this.
Wanting to speak to Susan, I see that she has some sizable donations. Are you familiar with Act Blue?
No, it's okay. I'm busy right now. Thanks.
Okay.
We need your help with this ongoing investigation. We'd like to know, after the Act Blue group claims that they've changed the CVV numbers, is this still happening after February of 2024? We believe it is. To be considered to have OMG publish your story and get paid, you'll need to present accurate information both to the potential victim on video and to O'Keefe Media of data from this year, 2024, which clearly shows anomalies and excessive, unrealistic donations. We also need the bank statements with redacted personal information from the donors showing proof that they did not make these excessive donations. Citizen journalists should ask the donors to call Act Blue and say that you're recording the call. Their number is 617-517-7600, and they should dispute the fraudulent transactions that have been made in their name and ask for clarification. Follow these steps and O'Keefe Media will publish your story. You can get paid and we can get to the bottom of this Act Blue investigation together.
The question you really got to ask yourself, and this is why I was telling you people, that's what a perfect example. You cannot help someone that clearly does not want to be helped, even when they're made aware that Democrats are stealing thousands of dollars from them. That is powerful. That is powerful. I don't know how to beat that. Obviously, the answer is the Holy Spirit. They receive the gospel. Their eyes are opened. But outside of that, I don't know. That, to me, that looks like depravity right there. A reprobate mind. Just, hey, you're being lied to. Hey, they're stealing thousands of dollars from you. Hey, they are literally tapping into your bank account and taking more than you agreed to. Well, Republicans have done enough bad stuff, so Democrats could steal from me. That's a cult, guys. That's a cult. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And that's our opponents. And that's the influence our opponents currently have. And it's powerful. And it works. And the cult is loyal. That's the problem. The cult is loyal. But I know you guys are too, and we're not a cult. We're doing things right. So with that said, Make sure to support tonight's episode brought to you by biooptimizers.com/LFA. That's biooptimizers.com/LFA. Get 10% off on Magnesium Breakthrough. You got to use the code LFA. So again, when you go to biooptimizers.com/LFA, use promo code LFA to get 10% off on Magnesium Breakthrough. Fall asleep, stay asleep, wake up refreshed. That's Magnesium Breakthrough. Magnesium Plus, magnesium vitamin cofactors. And by using the promo code LFA, always check with your doctor before taking anything. I always got to make sure I remind you guys, always check with your doctor before taking anything. Everybody's body is different. But Magnesium Breakthrough, help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed to get you through your day. I know a lot of people experience fatigue because we got a lot going on. Work, the kids, stress. A lot all at once. This whole political election cycle. God is our peace, but God has also given us vitamins, I think, for our bodies. It's like directly for us, right? So I encourage you guys to check it out. Go to biooptimizers.com/LFA. Use promo code LFA for 10% off again on Magnesium Breakthrough. Please support the broadcast today. And as always, make sure to support me on my Rumble channel. Go to rumble.com/DrewHernandez. That's rumble.com/DrewHernandez. I go live on Drew Hernandez Live Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Pacific, that's 9 p.m. Eastern. We had a great transmission last night. Nearly 200K, quarter million views. Covering the Trump and Elon Musk X Spaces collab. And so we cover everything on a nightly basis. And I will tell you, if this show's too much for you, Based America, Drew Hernandez Live will be way too much for you. Just going to be completely honest. But go check it out. I will be going live in just a couple minutes once I am done here. So head over there right now. Again, rumble.com/DrewHernandez. What I'm actually going to be focusing on tonight on Drew Hernandez Live is a full unmasking of Kamala Harris, because there's a lot more to unpack with who Kamala Harris is and the lies they're trying to pass, because we are dealing with a psyop here. And so we'll throw Tim Walz in there as well. There's a lot to go over. So we'll see you guys over there right now. rumble.com/DrewHernandez. Appreciate you guys. If you loved what you heard here on this channel, subscribe to this channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link. Please share it absolutely everywhere. And if I don't see you guys over on Drew Hernandez Live, that's rumble.com/DrewHernandez. I'll see you guys over there in just a couple minutes. If I don't, I'll see you guys on the next one.